For my own part, I have never had a thought which I could not set down in words with even more distinctness than that which I conceived it. There is, however, a class of fancies of exquisite delicacy which are not thoughts, and to which as yet I have found it absolutely impossible to adapt to language. These fancies arise in the soul, alas, how rarely, only at epochs of most intense tranquility, when the bodily and mental health are in perfection, and at those mere points of time where the confines of the waking world blend with the world of dreams. And so I captured this fancy, where all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. Shadows of shadows passing. It is now 1831, and as always, I am absorbed with a delicate thought. It is how poetry has indefinite sensations, to which end music is an essential, since the comprehension of sweet sound is our most indefinite conception. Music, when combined with a pleasurable idea, is poetry. Music without the idea is simply music. Without music or an intriguing idea, color becomes pallor. Man becomes carcass. Home becomes catacomb. And the dead are but for a moment motionless. Radio spot. Rare are the points of time where the confines of the waking world blend with a world of dreams. I have met such moments in time where I found that every thought that passed through my mind I could set down in words with even more distinctness than that which I conceived it. Edgar Allan Poe created Tales of Mystery and Imagination in the 19th century. And now, 100 years later, 20th Century Records has breathed the pulsing beat of life into the body of his work. The Alan Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, is a record album that will live in your memory forever.